Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Hey, hey, y'all. It is Elliot Lane with Cannabis Daily. I have been out of pocket since I believe it was last Tuesday with Benzinga's Cannabis Capital Conference. We hosted many industry leaders and investors and those jumping into the space, if you will, in New York City for a couple of days at the end of last week. If you want to check out that content, please head to Benzinga's YouTube or head to bzcannabis.com. Some incredible discussions happen there. I would love your all's feedback. Hit me up at cannabishourbenzinga.com. But let's jump into the point of our podcast today, cannabis stock picks and news. Quite a bit of it, much more today than there was last Monday, I'll tell you that. So let's jump in. That's Auxly. They are a Canadian-based LP, reaches number 6 in total cannabis sales in Canada for Q3 2021. That's a pretty big jump for them in terms of the expectations they're setting more than anything else. Numbers-wise, it's probably a respectable jump, but I think in terms of the visibility they're trying to set, the expectations they're trying to set, and who they want to be considered as a competitor to, I like this press release. I like the competition as a CPG company, and I look for more from them in Q4 and 2022. Cantab, that is CTABF, a company that is really known for harnessing cannabinoid and terpene blends in pill form. They're a therapeutic company, announces a new partnership with 36Eight Technologies. That is a company that leverages data for pharmaceutical companies and drugs for doctors, nurses, et cetera. So they're going to market their pills for them. So I think that's a good partnership for Cantab there. Hexo, that's H-E-X-O on the NASDAQ, announces the departure of CEO and COO. Their CEO was Sebastian. He was also a co-founder, so been there from the start. Hexo is one of the OGs in Canada in this space. I love what he did at the company, but I also think it was time for a change. They were not on a positive trajectory. They did make some interesting acquisitions, some interesting investments, and I love their sustainability effort. But overall, Hexo just could not seem to right the ship. So Seb taking a step down there, interested to see where he goes, as well as who Hexo brings in after him. IIPR, that's Innovative Industrial Properties, acquires a California property for $51 million. That is a 201,000 square foot industrial property for Gold Flora. They are a private but well-respected California brand. I think IIPR gets their money's worth from this. Valens Company enters into Quebec, the third largest cannabis market in Canada, about 15% of Canadians and users there. Overall, kind of a broad stroke here for Valens. We'll see how this plays out for them, but they have been very visible, fighting for as much market share as possible. A lot of partnerships with LPs coming out recently, so I always like keeping an eye on them to see what's next. High Tide, HITI, enters into a revolving credit facility with ATB Financial of up to $25 million, and here's the kicker for me, at less than 6%. So a solid facility for them. Vext, V-E-X-T-F, known for being a leading brand portfolio in Arizona, secures a manufacturing license in Ohio and moves toward vertical integration in the state. I think when you look at the MSOs in the state like Jushi, like some of the other ones, perhaps a Body of Mind, they have not had as much competition recently, but a company like Vext coming in there should put them on edge a little bit, in my opinion. Vext is a well-respected public company in this space, especially in the manufacturing side, concentrates, et cetera. So, an interesting move there, and I'd love to see how this plays out market share-wise. New Jersey announces 14 new medical marijuana licenses on Friday, as we probably all heard. This includes Etain, who was also at the Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference. And last but not least for the news aspect, Drake invests in Toronto-based pot company Bull Rider just a few months after his partnership with Canopy ends. So a lot of news today. I think High Tide is probably a winner with their credit facility. The Hexo news is positive news to me. I think ultimately IIPR will again continue to get their money's worth. So I think ultimately a day of positive news in the industry. And as we move into MJ Biz this week, I think you'll see a lot more announcements come out with companies trying to take the spotlight and trying to be the winner of the week. So stay tuned, y'all, to Benzinga's coverage of the industry and of the week. Benzinga.com/cannabis. This is Elliot Lane. As always, thanks to Benzinga and Aaron Thomas. We'll do this again definitely Wednesday, if not tomorrow as well, as we will be in transit to MJ Biz, but we will try and get one in for you. Thanks, all. We'll see you soon. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.